Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio. We have John Lederer from Reed Exhibitions, and this is segment three of Got Invention Radio, and I'd like to just give a quick shout out to our sponsors. Of course, Inventor's Digest magazine. You can go on the front of gotinvention.com or any of the pages, and you'll see Inventor's Digest link at the bottom. You click on there, and if you haven't ordered the magazine already, you order it on from the website, and you get a 30% discount. And you can always go to inventorsdigest.com and get some great resources, information. There's always great stories. This is all about inventing. So definitely get involved with Inventors Digest. And also quickpatents.com. And big shout out to Invention Home. Thank you for all your support. And of course, United Inventors Association, which is UIAUSA.org. Thank you, Mark. And John, let's keep going with all this trade show information. I'm getting a lot of fun emails here, people with a lot of questions, and I'm going to try to answer them. And okay. you're gonna try to answer them. I know you will answer them. So, inventors, you can also call up 877-474-3302. This is your time to ask the live questions, not when it's on archived. You can't call in and ask John. This is the time to call and ask John. He's going to be very busy. He's on his way to Orlando, actually, to set up for the PGA show, right?
Yeah, in a month. It's hard to believe. I'm just trying to figure out what this year has gone by, but yeah.
Good. Well, that should be an exciting show. I'm sure it's interesting people and new ideas, and you're going to have the inventor spotlight there as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so here I am. I'm an inventor with, let's just go through this kind of expectation exercise here. So you have this show coming up with the in Orlando, the PGA. So I'm an inventor. I came up with a really cool golf idea, and it's in the prototype stage, but I also have – I'm set up to potentially manufacture it. I have protection on my idea, and now I want to go to your show because I want to show everybody in the country that – is into the PGA stuff what it is, right? PGA is the golf, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I go on to the site, and I see that there's an inventor spotlight. Oh, my goodness. This may be something really good for me. I call you up, and I say, hi, I'm interested in exhibiting at your in your inventor spotlight section. Can you tell me a little bit about it? So what would you say?
Oh, we're talking about the fact that this is, first time we're doing it. It's sponsored by the United Inventors Association as well as Inventors Digest. It's an opportunity for entrepreneurs, or better yet, inventors, to gauge interest to the golf community about their new idea.
Okay.
It is going to be a limited opportunity. We're only going to have about 20 inventors for the first year because we want to kind of just, keep it simple. But truthfully, just to show... Because this golf industry has never seen anything like this. And so far, the buzz has been building quite a bit. And Mark Raylan at UIA has really done a great job. So for folks to go check out the website, we've got a pretty good lineup of speakers. There's going to be an education day. Forbes Riley is going to be a headliner. And there's going to be a whole host of folks there to give inventors advice and suggestions on how to, protect your product, how to bring it to market, all the tips that you need to, go to market and be successful.
Okay.
And that's really the whole point behind both Inventor Spotlights and both shows.
Okay, so I want to set up a booth. What do I need? How do I do it? What? Tell me. This is the first time. I need help. I want to know what to do when I'm there. What to do during the show, before the show, during the show, after the show. Please help me, John.
Okay. All right. Well,
you're laughing because you hear this all the time. Now you get to tell it one time to 10,000 people. So go ahead.
Yeah, it's different than just telling one person. But I always encourage people to call me because I want to make sure that all the bases are covered. And I want them to, to know all the proper things to do an event because, doing a major national show, if you've never done a trade show, it can be somewhat, I would say, intimidating because it's such a massive event. But I always want them to feel that they're just as important as anybody else on the floor. So I would ask them all kinds of questions, make sure that the product is a new invention, make sure they have the right, you know, patent, prototype, what have you. But also the key thing is it can't be in retail. That's a, you know, kind of a thing that we want to make sure that this is a true new invention that the golf community as a whole is going to have an opportunity to see. So the way the booths are sold, it's a turnkey package. So really all they have to do is just show up to the show. And then the pre-marketing standpoint is what I was saying before, where it ties in with a lot of digital online media, whether it be something on my website or a mobile application, because that's going to give them the opportunity to, I guess you could say, whet the appetite of the community to introduce, hey, this is what I have. Please come by my booth so you can learn more about my new idea.
Okay, so these shows are, let's say, 3 days total?
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
You have to make a commitment, whoever's exhibiting, that you're going to be there those 3 days, right?
Yeah, you have to be there for all 3 days because at the end of the day, you know, sometimes, you know, there have been situations where people have scored the deal of a lifetime, believe it or not, the last hour of the show. I know that sounds a little, you know, touche here, but it is, I've seen
it. Are you just
happen.
Making us stay till the last, till the very last minute to clean up, John?
Yes, I would love for somebody to help me clean up. That would make my life a lot easier, let me tell you. but, you know, it's just that, you know, you want to make sure that when you go into it, you want to make sure you do it right. Because you have 3 days to make an impact. And, you know, cutting corners or just doing things. I understand, you know, it's all about economics.
Well, we don't even know what cutting corners is because you haven't told us what we need to do yet, which is very important. So tell us what we need to prepare ourselves to go there. So we have this package deal that we could get from you. If you don't mind sharing how much 2010's, well, it's actually 2011. So
it's for PGA, the turnkey package booth is $2,750.
Okay.
And, you know, some of the marketing or pre-show marketing that I encourage my guys to do because they've done it for hardware and it's been a success. You know, doing something online can cost about $800. Doing something on the mobile can cost anywhere between $300 to $600, depending on what's available in our inventory.
Okay.
But you know, this is a good way to do the pre, at, and post show. Those three things reach to a very diverse and deep and rich audience.
Okay. Well, whether it's your show or other shows, that whether you're an inventor or you're just with an inventor spotlight type of situation or you're exhibiting at a trade show, give us some pointers, John, on what we need to do to prepare ourselves.
Well, you know, I would say just like going on a vacation, make sure you put together a kind of a checklist of what you're going to want to do. The first thing to do is check the hotels. You know, we block off a series of hotels that we use for our events, and the hotels, they range in different price ranges.
A lot of events do that, I see. Even the Houseware show and all these, they always have the management company make some kind of arrangement to encourage people to get discounts at the hotels, right?
The hotels are pretty reasonable. I can tell you, you know, for hardware, the hotels in Las Vegas are probably at an all-time low as far as cost per night. But that's the key. That's really the first thing to do because if you're looking to save money, especially if you're an inventor, the key thing to do is make sure you get that hotel that you're satisfied with. And obviously you want to make sure you do your show directory listing, and that's going to be what we were talking about before, your company information in the official show directory and buyer's guide. You want to get that out of the way because that's a very important thing to do. And obviously register for your exhibitor badges. So,
well, you do that much earlier than the day that you will be there. This is all pre-show. This is months. And what you do is you could sign up also. I've done this for some major shows is just go on. And whenever there's any kind of activity or announcements, they email me and tell me pre-registration and all that good stuff. So I'm always ahead and I think about what I need to do if I'm going to exhibit.
Yes,
or be a guest.
Yes, and you know, that's also a smart way to do it as well. But like I said, I think the way we try to make sure with our website, we try to give everybody, both attendee and exhibitor, as much information as possible. And we also send emails to our customers to make sure that they don't miss any important deadlines. It's a reminder that the show directory is closing next week. Please make sure you update it. Or, it's a reminder to, hey, you may want to book your hotel. We notice you haven't done it yet. Those types of reminders really go a long way.
Right, and I like also that when there's shows a day before the show, sometimes there's educational or industry type of events that you can attend, dinners for the opening, the opening day.
Yes. Networking, there's a lot of networking opportunities, and you always want to check, the show schedule to see what's on tap for that. And, like you just said, it's a great way to, to mingle and meet press or exhibitors or media. And I've seen it done, and it's a great way. I mean, I had a guy at Hardware a couple of years ago who went to one of our award ceremonies. It was open to everybody. And he had business cards from, like, Black & Decker and Stanley and Bosch. And, I mean, he was like a kid at Christmas. He was so excited because there were good conversations. And he came back the next day. It was the last day of the show. And he developed some really strong dialogue with some of those companies. So.
Good. Well, hopefully he turned them into success. So that's good stuff. We're going to come back with John Lederer and segment 4 of Got Invention Radio. We still want to learn more about what we need to do to prepare ourselves at the show, what to do during the show, what to do after the show, what do we do with all those leads that we got, who we're talking to. We need to just put it all together in segment 4. And we'll be back in a few moments with John Lederer from Reed Exhibitions, very active with Inventor Spotlight at the PGA and the National Hardware Show coming up in the next couple months. Actually, PGA is next month. So we'll stick around and get more information on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
From the newest Apple iPhone to the latest BlackBerry, Droid, or iPad, businesses are racing to use smartphones to provide content to their customers in real time to make informed decisions. Is your company positioned for the mobile application market? Is your website mobile compatible? WS Radio is proud to partner with one of the leading mobile software companies in the world. MentorMate has been programming mobile solutions since 2001 with 10 years of mobile application development experience. They provide companies with a broad range of services from creating custom iPhone apps to full-service custom software development. Because of their proven experience in the evolving mobile application market, MentorMate is leading the way with battle-tested solutions. Beware of startups. Experience is what counts. Go with a proven leader. For a free consultation, go to MentorMate.com/voiceofmobile. That's MentorMate.com/voiceofmobile.
Hi, this is Chris Murch, president of WS Radio. And for our regular listeners, you know me as Captain Email, a former Marine captain who's been teaching email marketing for nearly 10 years now. You can still get free resources at CaptainEmail.com, but I have a new superpower, also known as CaptainText.com. Text message marketing done the right way can be even more effective than email marketing, and that's saying a lot. But just like email marketing, there's a right way and a wrong way. So log on to CaptainText.com, listen to Text Marketing Radio, and take us for a free text drive. No credit card required. Or better yet, let me show you firsthand how it works. Grab your cell phone, you know that device you can't live without, and text WS to 313131. That's keyword WS to short code 313131 and see how fast it works. That's WS to 313131.
There's nothing small about the challenges of running a small business. That's why CBeyond offers big solutions to help you grow. In fact, more than 50,000 small businesses nationwide count on CBeyond's award-winning communications and IT services, like our local and long-distance, high-speed broadband, mobile, web hosting, data backup and security, plus more than 30 productivity-enhancing applications. To learn more, log on to CBeyond.net. That's the letter C, Beyond.net. Big solutions for growing your small business.